Tell them before they get out the door.
On to item 11, presentation of the semi-annual disability retirement report. You, Tim?
You good? Okay, this is just an informational report that we do every 6 months. It's the semi-annual disability report. And so I'm going to recap what has occurred during the first 6 months of 2018, give you some of the highlights. During the first 6 months, we've accepted 14 disability applications. The one thing that is a little different is all of them are service-connected, which is unusual. Usually we have some non-service mixed in. In this case, they're all service-connected. 12 are from safety members, and 2 are from Tier 3 members. The safety applications were coming in from San Ramon Valley Fire Protection, Moraga Arinda, and Confire. And then from the county, we have probation for a safety. And then the Tier 3 applications are from Animal Services and EHSD. Of the 14 applications that have come in, the board's already granted 4 of them, which is a quick turnaround on these. And based upon the medical records that we received, the medical advisor could not recommend granting on 3 of those. We're in contact back to those applicants. In some cases, they're providing us more medical records. Some of the reasons could be that work restrictions weren't included in the information provided. The medical advisor currently has 5 applications. The information that are processing, they could be coming to the board as early as October. Most of this information went to the advisor late June and July. And so based upon the turnaround time, October looks like it's reasonable. And then we are waiting on medical records or some type of records from the other 3 applicants. So far, since June 30th, we've accepted 6 more applications. And again, all of them are service-connected, and 5 are safety and 1 Tier 3. And so open up to see if you have any questions.
Tim, on the first chart, page 2,
yes.
We clearly state that 2018, we're talking about 6 months.
Yes, exactly.
It's not clear to me. Are we talking about the first 6 months for the preceding 4 years? Or is that the total year?
The year.
So we're looking at 4 years of 12 months and 18 at 6 months.
Exactly.
All right.
Yeah, and we're probably, you know, we normally run, I'd say on average, we accept 25 to 30 applications a year.
So we're not out of line with a normal year at this point.
No, not so far. Actually, we were running kind of below through the first 6 months, the 14, you know, seemed like we were reasonable, but then July and August, we maybe had 2 applications come in, and then just in September, we've had like 4 more that have been accepted.
Sort of a broad observation, disabilities tend to go up broadly in numbers when you're in economic harder times. They go down in numbers when you're in economic better times. So I guess I would assume if that pertains to us, some reasonable way that we would see better years in a period like right now.
I don't know if we have enough information based upon the time periods we're looking at from, you know, 2014 to 2018 economic, you know, the economic, you know, we're pretty good. We'd have to probably go back further and see. We're in a lot of cases where we see issues happening. There may be more something internal happening with the employer, and it could be a disgruntled employee. They could be a performance issue, and they go in that, and they're going to go in the direction of applying for a disability. You know, there's so many different issues that can come up that may, you know, interest somebody in going in this direction. But it is, like I said, the safety is predominantly what we're seeing taking place over the last couple of years.
If you look for trends in here, I mean, there, it's relatively small data, but there are some pretty positive trends in there. If you look at the types and the numbers, musculoskeletal trend for the county is down considerably. Mm-hmm. To the extent that that may have been impacted by people feeling better about themselves, I would also like to hope that it's because they're working more safely. There's
You've got really good risk management.
There's more risk management that's being done, more hands-on. And also the same thing for the sheriff's office. So it looks to me as if those are, there's some kind of an impact there. And I don't want to drill down too deeply and try and figure out what it is, but it's a positive trend.
The sheriff, when we pointed out when we went through the report for 2017, that we saw a significant drop off on applications from the sheriff's department.
Yeah.
And it is continuing.
Any other questions or comments for Tim? Okay. Thank you.
Thanks,
Tim.